Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. And joining me by phone this morning, we have two guests from Lutherans for Life. Laura Davis, Director of Why for Life. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us, and welcome back to His Time. Always good to hear from you and hear what's going on with Why for Life.
Glad to be here.
Also joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Scott Licht, the National Director of Lutherans for Life. Good morning, Pastor Licht.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Pastor Licht, and thanks for taking some time to talk with us about Lutherans for Life, especially the upcoming Lutherans for Life National Conference. Looking forward to talking about that. Reverend Licht, what are the dates of the National Conference for Lutherans for Life?
The dates are Friday, October 24th, and then Saturday, October 25th.
So right around the corner, not too far away. What are we looking forward to? What are you looking forward to with the conference this year?
Well, I really like the theme of the conference. We've themed it Matters of the Heart. And the emphasis this year is going to be on the fact that life issues are not political issues. They are spiritual issues, and we have allowed society and politicians to co-opt life issues and to call them political, and so therefore a lot of us pastors are maybe afraid to talk about these issues because we sense that there might be some kickback or that we might be dividing the congregation in some way, but these are very much spiritual issues, and they are truly matters of the heart that people need to hear about, and we need to proclaim the gospel regarding these issues, and this whole theme will carry throughout all of the workshops.
And what do you enjoy most about the National Conference every year, Pastor Licht? What is it that you look forward to? I'm sure an opportunity to see so many people and to connect with them for this important cause.
Absolutely. And it is the fellowship. It's the chance to talk to the people who are out there doing the hands and feet, the front line work of our ministry. Sometimes when we are in our office, it gets difficult sometimes to look beyond the business and the day-to-day aspects of it, whereas then we're rejuvenated by the people who just have this passion for life and just really reaffirm what our ministry is all about.
Who attends the National Lutherans for Life Conference?
Well, that runs the gamut. We have people who have maybe only tangentially heard about Lutherans for Life, and it happens to be in their area, and so they think, well, yeah, let's go find out more about this. All the way to people who have been around Lutherans for Life since its inception. So there are grassroots volunteers, there are chapter members and chapter leaders, life team leaders and members, pastors, lay people, it's the whole gamut, and the workshops are not geared toward you don't have to show your MDiv at the door in order to get into to certain workshops. It's geared towards the whole audience that will be attending this.
So it's really for all who want to study more about these life issues and to be encouraged and equipped to talk about these and take a stand for these important issues.
Exactly.
Laura, tell us about your involvement with the National Lutherans for Life Conference as the being involved with the youth and young people. What is their part in this conference?
Well, this year we have a special student rate for students who are interested in going, whether those are junior high school, college students, of $50. So we really push to get the students to come because it's a great experience for them to learn about life issues, to meet other people who might feel the same way they feel. And it's just a really good intergenerational opportunity to learn from those older than them and those younger than them. This year we have a couple opportunities for our youth. We're going to have on Friday night after the opening banquet and all of that, we're going to have a special get-together for our campus ministry students. I've talked about this before on the program about our campus ministry initiative to start getting life teams going at our Concordia University campuses and our other Lutheran University campuses. So we've invited those leaders, those students, to come to our conference, and we're going to have a special get-together for them so they can meet each other, talk a little bit, maybe do some exercises to help them learn a little bit more before they go back to their respective campuses. We also are going to have a special workshop topic for our high school youth. It'll be led by Reverend Jonathan Fisk, and he's going to be doing a special workshop on sexual purity. So it's called What's Life Worth and Not Until I Say I Do. So to really encourage these high schoolers and possibly some college students and whoever else wants to come on the importance of purity, the importance of chastity, and what God's plan is for our lives and what God's plan is for our sexuality.
Why is it important that we have opportunities like this for our young people to attend the national conference? And why is it important that it's right alongside with adults, people of all ages?
First of all, for a lot of students, I think they feel isolated in what they're doing. I know when I was in college, even though I was connected with a great group of pro-life people with the 40 Days for Life, sometimes I still felt like I was the only one who really believed what I believed, or that I was the only one who was willing to say something about it. So I think for these students to come to a conference like this and see people of all ages that have been standing up for life, from those who were there right at the beginning in the 70s to those who've just been doing it for a few years, that there's a wide range of people who are interested and active in learning about and teaching about these issues. The intergenerational ministry, I think, is also crucial. I've learned more from those older than me than I can ever express. I've had wonderful mentors at Lutherans for Life, whether it be Renee Gibbs, who's one of our board members, to Scott now is one of my mentors. I'm learning from those who've been doing this, learning from those who have that personal experience with the issues and with those who are experiencing these issues. Probably some students have never personally seen what abortion is or what suicide is. They've only kind of heard about it. And so to meet with these wonderful individuals who know what it's like to outreach to these people and maybe to even experience these issues themselves, I think is really important as they learn and grow.
We've seen, I feel like in the last year, we've really seen an increase among college students taking an interest and being active and being involved in life issues like this.
Yeah, social justice is a very important part of this generation. We're very quick to pick up on when people are being persecuted or when people are being treated unfairly. And I think life issues fit perfectly in with that. They recognize that the unborn are being treated unfairly, that our elderly and those with special needs are being treated unfairly by our society, that their humanity isn't being recognized the way it should. And I think Lutherans for Life gives them an opportunity to do something about that in a gospel-focused way, in a gospel-motivated way, rather than the typical angry, protesting way we see so often in our culture. It gives them an opportunity to be joyful about something, to be for something.
Reverend Licht, Laura mentioned that a gospel motivation for this, especially when it comes to our young people taking a gospel motivation, a gospel approach to these important social justice issues. What does it mean to have gospel motivation when addressing these life issues for you, Pastor?
Well, as Dr. Lamb says so often, we are uniquely gifted with the gospel, and the gospel is the most powerful message for life that we have, because we have life through Christ, and so we are able as pastors then to proclaim that life. And so if a woman or a man has made a mistake in their past, we can name that sin. And then once we have named that sin, we can proclaim forgiveness for it. And once the forgiveness has been proclaimed, then healing can take place. And that new life that Christ won for us can be proclaimed and can be assured to that person. So really, without having that gospel message, it's just moral stories, and we just are so blessed to have that ability to proclaim that gospel to people who are looking at very serious life issues.
We're talking with Laura Davis, director of Why for Life, and the Reverend Scott Licht, national director of Lutherans for Life, on the upcoming Lutherans for Life National Conference. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO would like to invite you to start and end your day with prayer. At 9 a.m., join us for morning prayer as we look into the Word of God, we pray, and sing sacred music. At 6 p.m., we gather for evening prayer once again as we hear the Word of God, pray, and rejoice in His gift of music. Lift up your heart to heaven with Worldwide KFUO.
Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service has been there for me since I began the American leg of my journey as a refugee. Their staff helped me and my family to a local church in the community where I resettled, a church whose hospitality could not have been more important in my transition to a welcoming American society. Learn more about Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and journeys like mine, LIRS.org.
In 1924, we embraced the new technology of that day, radio. Since that day, we've stayed on the cutting edge of technology. There are many easy ways to listen to Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the gospel of Christ in both word and song. Now that's why you should listen. The where and the how, well, that's up to you. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Paul proclaimed a message about a God who's not made with human hands. He proclaimed a God who can't be manipulated by our deals. That's the good news of God who saves, redeems, who restores all of life, the political, the philosophical, the commercial, and the personal.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with the Reverend Scott Licht, National Director of Lutherans for Life, and Laura Davis, Director of Why for Life, and about the upcoming national conference. Reverend Licht, tell us some of the details about where the conference will be held and the dates again.
Sure. The conference this year is going to be held in Grand Rapids, Michigan at St. Matthew Lutheran Church. We give lots of thanks to Pastor Robert Appold and his staff there for helping us get this ready. So once again, St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it's Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th.
And with the location being at a church, what are you looking forward to? What does this area lend to the conference, having it at St. Matthew in Grand Rapids? Are there some advantages? What are you looking forward to having it there at St. Matthew's in Grand Rapids?
Well, we've had conferences at hotels in the past, and there are certainly benefits to that in that you stay right where the conference is being held. There's a chance for outreach to other people who are at the hotel. But there's really something special about having it at a church, and just the atmosphere is just so much more conducive to having a conference like this, a worshipful atmosphere. St. Matthew has just undergone a large renovation project, and so they are very well suited to the size of this gathering, and they have good breakout session rooms for us with AV equipment and so forth, and they have, of course, then the worship space for us as well for the Friday night worship.
Tell us about the schedule for this event. You mentioned breakout sessions.
Yeah, everything kicks off Friday at at 11:30 with our first session is a pastor's luncheon to show our appreciation to the pastors of the area and those who are coming to attend. Dr. Lamb is going to be talking about matters of the heart and pastoral ministry. So he's going to equip pastors to speak to the life issues. In the afternoon, then, there will be a prayer vigil at Planned Parenthood. We're going to have a chapter and a life team summit to encourage and to equip those people who are out on the front lines, whether you're in a chapter setting or a life team setting, or if you're just curious about either of those. That's going to be going on in the afternoon, along with Christian estate planning with Jim Schrader. He puts on a seminar every year on estate planning. After that, Reverend Jonathan Fisk is going to be talking about the human soul in the kind of infinite cosmos. And if you know Pastor Fisk at all, that's sure to be a very lively, informative, entertaining session as well. And then that evening, we're going to have a worship service following the banquet. And then Dr. John Patrick is going to be our keynote speaker. He is a physician, a bioethicist, and speaks very eloquently and informatively about life issues. So we are very blessed to have him. On Saturday, things continue then with several breakout sessions. Pastor Robert Fleischman, who is basically Dr. Lamb's counterpart in the Wisconsin Synod. He heads up Christian Life Resources. He will be speaking on issues within the family, wearing my heart on my sleeve. And another breakout session will be led by Pastor Max Phillips, who is a pastor in Boughton, Iowa, and also is the chief executive officer of the Perry Lutheran Home. So he is uniquely qualified to speak on caring for the infirm and the elderly. Katie Schuerman is going to talk about facing infertility and the heartbreaking issues that go with infertility and talk about biotechnology to an extent. Diane Schroeder, who is a former president of our board of directors, but also worked for CareNet for many years, will be talking about reaching those wounded by abortion. How to minister to women and men who are in a post-abortive situation. Dr. Lamb is going to lead a seminar on stillbirth and miscarriage. If you know anything about Dr. Lamb's recent history, he has been personally touched by this, in that his grandson died on the operating table when he was being operated on in utero. And so Dr. Lamb's grandson, Owen, has become the impetus behind Owen's mission. And so Dr. Lamb will speak on stillbirth and miscarriage. And then, as Laura said, Pastor Fisk will also be talking about Not Until I Say I Do. And then Laura's going to give a workshop as well. I'll let her talk about that one.
Sure. Laura, tell us about your workshop at the conference.
I will be doing a workshop on singleness called Relationship Status, Content, and Christ. And the purpose is kind of twofold. It's to speak to those who are single and encourage them in that vocation that God has called them to, and then to speak to our church as a whole and how to embrace the full family of God, no matter what our status is. So oftentimes, a lot of things at churches are geared towards families, and there's a lot of emphasis on being a good father, being a good mother, being a good husband or wife. And so sometimes those of us who are not in that vocation currently tend to feel a little left out. So this is a way to really encourage the church on how to minister to those who are singles and how to include those who are single in the ministry and the life of the church. Because just like any other status, whether it's our job, whether it's being a husband or a father, singleness is a vocation, whether it's a vocation for just a season, just for a time, or whether that's what God has called them to for their life. It's how we can serve God no matter what our status is.
What are you looking forward to about heading up to St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan? Anything about going to Grand Rapids that is unique about this conference?
Well, I've never been to Grand Rapids before, so that's a start. It'll be fun to see a new place. And just like Scott said, Pastor Licht, I am so excited about our theme this year. And I've been sharing with my students that this is really an important opportunity for them to really get into the heart of some of these issues. Even in their context, sometimes it's so easy to slip into the political rhetoric that surrounds us so often. And this is an opportunity then for them to really see how this affects people, to really see how we have an opportunity to share love and hope with people who don't see a lot of hope in their situation.
Let's take a look at, Reverend Licht, let's take a look at the registration information, some of the details. It's coming up October 24th and 25th at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Registration details, what do we need to know?
Sure. You can register online at www.lutheransforlife.org. There's a tab right at the very top that says conference, and then there's a link to the registration. There's also information about registration in LifeDate, which is the quarterly magazine that we put out. And you can also get information if you just call into our office at 800-364-LIFE. That's 5433. All sorts of ways to register. Registration fees are $100 for an individual, $50 for students, as Laura mentioned, and then $30 for children ages 6 through 12. And then children under 5 are free, but we do ask that you register them just so that we can keep track of meals. And one thing I'd also like to highlight is that we, through the generosity of some of our members and donors, we do have financial assistance available for students. So if the $50 is a struggle for them, we do have financial assistance available to help them out with that. So, especially the folks down in Fort Wayne there at the seminary, it's just a quick little jaunt up to Grand Rapids. If you want to join us up there, please call into the office and we can see about getting you some financial assistance to help out. We just really hope to make this a simple process to register for people, however, in whatever manner they want to register.
Very good. So more information online at lutheransforlife.org, or they can call the office at the 800 number again, and that was
1-800-364-5433.
All right. Very good. And are there still opportunities for sponsorships if anyone would like to sponsor the event this year?
Definitely. And that would you would take care of that through Tricia Adams, who is available at that 800 number that I listed, or you can email her at tadams@lutheransforlife.org. We would certainly welcome sponsorships, and we really couldn't do this without our great sponsors. The folks in Michigan have been wonderful. Connie Davis is the State Federation president there, and she and her volunteers in that area have been doing a wonderful job of lining up sponsors and of getting things ready. This has really been a blessing.
Well, very good. So the conference coming up again, October 24th and 25th, right around the corner here, the National Lutherans for Life Conference, the national conference called Matters of the Heart. It'll be at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Registration available online at lutheransforlife.org. Any other events coming up in the coming year that you'd like to mention in our last few minutes here? Laura, any Why for Life events coming up this year?
Yes, I'd love to invite our high school and college students to join us in D.C. in January for the LCMS Life Ministries Conference. We're going to be sponsoring, again, 10 students to attend that conference and then to attend the March for Life. The registration link should be available this week online, and it'll also be in our newsletter. Just letting students know about that. We will provide financial assistance for them to get them there. It'll be a great opportunity, once again, for them to learn and grow with one another and to really have an opportunity to take a public stand for life.
Very good. And other stuff that other resources for youth when it comes to life issues all can be found on the Y for Life page, right?
Yes, yforlife.org.
All right. So the letter Y, the number four, the word life. Yforlife.org takes you right to the Y for Life page. You can find great resources there. Anything on the Y for Life page that you want to highlight today?
We highlight a Lutherans for Life resource that has been very helpful for students, and I've gotten great feedback on it, is our Teaching for Life online. It's a comprehensive online training course on life issues, going through the whole spectrum from beginning of life issues to end of life issues, to dealing with chastity and purity, to creation, the whole spectrum. And it goes through the scriptures, has a Bible verse, a Bible passage at the beginning of each lesson, and then really gets into the details of how to address these issues in a setting like a classroom, in a personal setting with a friend, and then has some digging deeper opportunities if you want to learn more. So Teaching for Life online, you can find that on the Lutherans for Life website as well.
Very good. Lutheransforlife.org. You can find information on that as well as the upcoming conference, the National Conference, October 24th through the 25th at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids. And you can find registration information and all kinds of details, the conference schedule, all that right there on the website. Our guests today have been the Reverend Scott Licht, National Director for Lutherans for Life. Pastor Licht, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And Laura Davis, Director of Y for Life. Laura, thanks so much for being our guest again on His Time. Great to talk with you again.
Thanks. Always good to be here.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Hope that listeners, you can join us for that. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after AP Radio News and the weather right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.